By the way, what happened to his hands?
I don't know.
Is he born like that?
I don't know.
He'd been drinking today. Does he drink regularly? Is he a drinker? Or?
I think he does some. To what extent, I really don't know.
Is he a good, solid supporter of the mission activities?
Oh, he doesn't come to church very much. He does kid. The family of which he is part is really the core family of this church right now. These women who are here, all his sisters.
What family?
Or the lady who was sitting halfway up there is his mother.
Yeah.
Woody. Woody, yeah.
The whole family.
Lucy Thompson, Ruby Castiano, Chris Yagi. Well, I know that's these two boys that you met are both her grandsons.
Oh, you mean Eddie Begay?
No, Eddie Begay is not related to them, but the two boys that were at this meeting, George Thompson and Roy Yagi.
Oh, I...
Their mothers are both.
Well, the Begays, what part do they take in community affairs and where do they fit in?
Tom Begay is crippled, you know.
No, I didn't.
No, Eddie's father.
I've never...
Eddie's father had a car wreck about 6 years ago. And as a result, he's completely paralyzed. He has been lifted. She is a very fine lady, and she too has certainly had her hands full.
How many children? I understand that quite a few. She has quite a few children.
Eight.
When
I came here 3 years ago, her sister was living with her too. Her sister got a separate house. Just being built at that time. But in this one house, there were two sisters, Mary Begay and her sister Helen Sosi. Helen is lame. She has apparently, I'm not sure from the way she walks, it's a congenital hip deformity, which is very common among adults. It's due to a birth injury.
In birth?
Yeah.
Birth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can be corrected surgically if they get it soon enough. If you get a baby within the first year or two, they can correct this. But you don't see it so much nowadays, but a generation ago, extremely common.
Is this because of midwife activity? Yeah.
And
is it religious or anything?
I don't think so. No, not at all. But it's simply that in the last 10 or 15 years, a lot more babies have been born in hospitals.
No, but I mean...
Rather than at home. And it's the traditional Navajo methods of childbirth, apparently. This can happen.
Yeah. It seems strange, though, that it would be a hip injury.
Well, it's due to the methods that they used.
Delivery.
At home, yeah.
This
is what an obstetrician told me.
Yeah, I was wondering whether that method of delivery was religious oriented, though, that they would do it the same
not
way.
Not specifically, I don't think. I think it's just the way they're all
How
done.
Strong is the native religion in this as opposed to the Islamic?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't hear it talked about. And nowadays, there's a good bit of ambiguity when you say the native religion, whether you mean traditional Navajo mythology, the medicine man, or whether you mean peyote.
Well, I mean the traditional.
Or whether you mean
the traditional,
just something vague.
The traditional
maybe a combination.
With any branch, and any branches of it. But now, really.
Well, peyote is of course, is a different thing.
Yeah.
And it is, I guess as much allied with Christianity as with
Is the peyote cult active here?
I don't think it is very active. There are some people involved, but I don't think that it's a specialist cult. I do know some. I know a few of the people in there. I don't get the impression it's really very strong.
Do we have any of this
in this church?
St. Luke's?
Well, there's one lady who has kind of been, she's never been baptized, but I know she shopped around with us and the Mormons and the Peyote and that. At the moment, I think she seems to be going entirely the Mormon way. I haven't seen her in church for quite a while. She may mind as soon as. I think they're not.
Are the Beguines recent converts?
Oh, no. No. Now, Miss Beguine's mother, I did baptize just a couple of years ago, but I'm in Hickam. I just never got around to getting baptized.
To me?
No, I mean, they I would say that that family and the ways and all, they're pretty much traditional disobedience as far as I can tell.
The Beguine, Mrs. Beguine, Mary Beguine, right? She, working with the Pueblos, I get feelings of influential power groups, and she gives the feeling of being influential.
I started to outline her family situation. And she and her sister were living together, and Mary has eight children. She has a husband who is completely paralyzed. Her sister is lame. She has about seven children, I think, I have to count them to be sure. But included is a boy who's now about 8 years old who is mentally defective. This, I understand, is a result of an illness. But he is just, well, I think he is a complete idiot. I asked his brother, his older brother, the other day whether Johnson was aware of when he played with him. Sometimes going to kind of shake his lines or practice. And I've sometimes thought that he seemed to be a little aware of this. And Philip said that he didn't think he does. I mean, it's that little mentality. I mean, it's just sort of a pre-above a vegetable, how much you might say. And then our twins there. And one of them died. So here is a household, about 17 or 18 people, in one room, paralyzed father.
Is this a home dinner or is this a...
It's a frame house.
Right.
It's one room house. And then there's infants. I mean, he's just a helpless bed. I mean, she has to carry her. He's never even got this thing.
I noticed she's
but carrying her, now this is the kind of a
very
household. This is the kind of a household that Mary's managed. And managed well.
Plus being involved in church activities and it appears to me influential in the community. But what did he do before the accident?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know whether I met him when I was here. I suppose I did sometime, but I wasn't much aware of him when I was here the first time around.
Miss Huff is here, so maybe we could.
Tom, I've been mostly aware of since, because he is a regular communicant.
Well, what I'd what I wondered if you could do would be to find out the answers to some of my questions, because I would like to ask you more and find out more about the.
Well, I think because of the way that
I don't want to pry into secrets.
Huh?
I'm not interested in prying into secrets.
No.
But I am interested in getting an overview of the Post, what its basic organization is, how it operates, what influences cause it to operate, and things like that, without the secrets.
Say, because of the way this Navajo Assembly of God congregation has arisen, I mean, I think that this is, I think you do find that the more aggressive people, those who are likely to be kind of more
progressive.
Aggressive.
Aggressive. How about progressive?
I don't know. I don't quite have what you mean progressive.
Well, I mean what's meant, what we mean.
More acculturated and so on.
Well, more interested in bringing acculturation in and building up in fitting Carson Post as a community into the modern world and the modern community.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I mean, just thinking in terms, say, of traditional and acculturated, I don't notice any difference between one and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that people who are sort of more aggressive and therefore probably making more money and ready and more prosperous and so forth and so on are more likely to be found in that congregation than in this congregation. This congregation is more likely to be the people who have been kind of dependent and less aggressive people.
Well, thanks very much for today.